Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the second segment for the day. On this day, the 24th of November 2014, we are reaching from London. My name is Uchenna Four, and of course, today is one of the days, of course, upon which we continue to deliberate on critical issues affecting our lives as a people. And we welcome you from wherever you are listening, to you all men and women of goodwill, to all lovers of freedom and justice, to all indigenous citizens of Biafra or around the world, more especially those in Biafra land and different parts of the contraption called Nigeria and elsewhere, to you all whose human rights have been trampled upon, to you all whose freedom has been curtailed, to you all whose economic interests have been targeted and maimed, to you all whose economic concerns have been emasculated. This program is for you, to all those who are still struggling for their freedom. This is the moment upon which we continue to lay bare the truth. And on this platform, we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom, and we are proud to be associated with this epoch-making history and event. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will join this program live. If you go to www.biafratelevision.co, if you go to www.biafravoice.com, if you go to www.ipob.org, www.ipob.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, you will be able to get this program live. If you also go to TuneIn, TuneIn, of course, remains the most efficient platform for the collection of indigenous broadcasters and mainstream radio stations across the globe. And Radio Biafra is among these repeatable radio stations. If you go there, depending on the device you're using, if you are using mobile phones, an iPad, other handheld devices, the best thing to do is to download TuneIn app, and so search for Radio Biafra from there on. But if you are using a PC or laptop, the best thing to do is simply go to the website and search for Radio Biafra, and you will be live on this program. We are also on Shoutcast, Shoutcast family, which is the most reliable, remains www.radioforest.net. If you go to that website, you will be able to search for and get Radio Biafra live program. We are also on satellite, and the most popular among the satellite platforms remain MS5 satellite. And if you turn your dish towards 17 degrees east, you will definitely get Radio Biafra. We are also on Darsat and Arab satellites. Simply go to the radio satellite radio category and search for Radio Biafra and scan for it, and you'll be able to get the program. Once again, this is your platform. We also, when the lines are open, making available two phone lines. These are +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, And the other number is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. We are also on Skype. You can make your contribution via Skype when the lines are open, and the only line we have on Skype remains Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra, and you put the number 1 in front of it. Once again, this is your platform. Tell your friends, your family members, even enemies of Biafra that we are on, because this is a no-hold-barred station where everything is led by, everything that is going to advance the cause for the restoration of Biafra is led by here. And we once again remind you that times are different, and that there are a lot of things on the background, there are a lot of challenges, and there are a lot of victories as well. And so one thing is clear here: we are focused, we are resolute, and we are absolutely dedicated to the unadulterated restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. And you know what? There is nothing anybody, bone or flesh, can do about it, because this project is ordained by God Almighty Himself. If you like, try. There are those who have tried, they have gathered, they are still gathering, and they will continue to fail. This is your platform, and welcome once more. Joined on this program, this edition, this PM edition, by Dr. Uriah from the United States of America. Incidentally, he is the coordinator of coordinators. I'm very sure they will be going to him. We are also expecting eminent beer fans from around the world to join this program. And when that happens, we will announce that this is your platform. Very soon, we'll be going to the line to bring in Dr. Iran to say hello to you.
I see no more than a junkie. What is all I did? My mother may be one and two can you? Macanona chunky, or the Roman.
And this is still your platform. We will be going to the line now to join or to bring in engineer or Dr. Clifford Iran from the United States of America. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Uche. Please confirm that you can hear me.
Yes, loud and clear. Please say hello to Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world.
Hello, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Maazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondi Onyemobi, also known as Omuchukwu, in Uguta local government area in Biafra land. But I reside here in Houston, Texas, because of the injustice being done to us Biafran. That's why I'm away from my fatherland. I welcome you all today to this broadcast. Today's broadcast is going to be a special broadcast where we will be deliberating more on enlightening and educating our listeners. Today, we will be able to discuss and understand the meaning of the word brown envelope journalism. I repeat, we will discuss and understand the word brown envelope journalism. Also, we will also look into the formations and the organs of a continental body called African Union. Stay tuned, because we are about to reveal the truth, as always is on this radio station. Uche, I stand by.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. And of course, we will do justice to whatever is necessary. The information that our listeners need to know, we will give it to them. The enlightenment thereof, we will give it to them. And the entertainment where necessary, we will also, we will not shy away. This is your platform, and very soon we will be going to read the news headlines. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we will be going to read the news straight away, and after that we will go into analysis, and of course on the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria and elsewhere around the world. We are reporting that the Sultan of Sokoto has blamed the military territories. The Sultan of Sokoto has blamed the military for the seizure of territories in the contraption, not in part of the contraption called Nigeria. We are also reporting that state governments may shut down, according to SASWAN. State governments may shut down in 2015, according to SASWAN. And according to the National Emergency Management Agency of the contraption called Nigeria, 900 persons are in Kano. 900 displaced persons from Mube, Adamawa State, are in Kano. And we also report why war against Boko Haram is taking so long. According to Olukolade, the Defense Information Director, Major General Chris Olukolade has said that there are some reasons why war against Boko Haram is taking so long. And the Muslim rights concern Marik has demanded explanation on new 100 naira notes. The Muslim rights concern Marik has demanded explanation for Jewish symbol on new 100 naira notes of the zoo called Nigeria. And we are also reporting that explosion has rocked PDP Secretariat in Cross River. Explosion has rocked PDP Secretariat in Cross River State. While Boko Haram raids two towns killing schools, the Islamic militants attack Damsak and Ashigashi town, mobile local government on Monday, setting many houses ablaze. And according to the governor of River State, Rotimi Amaechi, there will be two governments in 2015. And we'll go into the news in details. Of course, some of this news are talking about Nigeria, but they have direct impact on the lives of Biafrans living in different parts of that particular contraption called Nigeria. And the main point here remains that we will be discussing issues affecting the ordinary citizens of Biafra in that abominable contraption called Nigeria. We are reporting that the Sultan of Sokoto and President General of Jamaatu Nasir Islam, Alhaji Muhammad Said Abubakar, has blamed the Nigerian military for allowing the dreaded Boko Haram group to seize Nigerian territories. He called on the federal government to urgently stop killings and insurgency in the northeast and stop wallowing in dire tribes. Human lives are sacred and must be seen to be treated as such. This is ridiculous, isn't it? That the Sultan of Sokoto that shields Boko Haram, that defends Boko Haram, is now urging the Nigerian government to fight Boko Haram. Is that not hypocrisy? And he is today realizing that human lives are sacred. This is hypocritical indeed. We continue that the Sultan, who while addressing a press conference in Kaduna on Sunday on behalf of Jamaatu Nasrul Islam, said the fallout of the repeated attacks, particularly in the taking over of towns and villages by the insurgents, portend a grave danger to Nigeria. Represented by the Secretary General of Jamaatu Nasrul Islam, Dr. Khalid Abubakar Aliyu, the Nigerian Muslims leader, blamed the military, saying it is sad and unfortunate that Nigerian security forces only surfaced after the deadly attacks are launched and terrorized and already terrorized people by installing roadblocks and searching homes and business premises. According to him, Nigeria's sovereignty has been threatened so as a so-called Islamic caliphate has been carved out of her by the incident. An unfortunate, worrisome, and embarrassing dimension has recently been added to the scenarios, that of the way soldiers take to their heels and abandon their bases, arms, ammunition, and other military hardware on the approach of the insurgents. The JNI condemns these heinous attacks in the strongest terms and once again calls on the federal government of Nigeria with the loudest voice to wake up to its fundamental and obligatory responsibility of protecting lives and properties of Nigerians, especially in the northeast where the insurgency is most endemic. It is very important to point out here that Boko Haram and their members and their allies are also members of the sizable number of Nigerian military. They are controlling the Nigerian military. Almost every Nigerian army officer from various rank and files are sympathetic to Boko Haram. The politicians in the north are sponsoring Boko Haram. The retired military generals are sponsoring Boko Haram. Even the Sultan of Sokoto is protecting Boko Haram members. He is advocating for them because several months ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, Sultan of Sokoto came out to be saying that the reason why Boko Haram is doing what they are doing is as a result of poverty and marginalization. And as such, the government should grant them amnesty. And we begin to wonder what is going on. And talking about the situation or circumstances where commanders with desert war zone or war fronts or their bases and leave the ammunition and other military hardware when they see insurgents is suspect, because in most cases some of these commanders are from northern part of that extraction and they are working hand in hand with Boko Haram. They sell confidential information, they leak it to their brothers in the field. Their aim is to take over everywhere. The plan of the northern part of Nigeria is to allow Boko Haram to take over police stations, army barracks, and important government buildings in that northern part of the zoo, so that place will be a no-go area in their quest to control everything that is in that their forefathers' estate. And our people are really the only people fighting to ensure one Nigeria, while other people within Nigerian military are playing along ethnic lines. The North are paying allegiance to the Northern Hausa Fulani Ariwa Republic, while the Yorubas are to the Oduduwas. The question is, what are the Biafrans standing for? They are the people fighting for one Nigeria, and it is pathetic. We our brothers and sisters still living in that particular part of Nigeria to make haste while the sun is still shining. You must relocate. Otherwise, if you do not move when you are alive, you will be moved inevitably when you are dead. And that is only if your corpse is found. We are also reporting that according to reports that state government in 2015, Governor Gabriel Sasuan of Benue State has said that state governments all over the country may likely shut down next year following the continued dwindling revenue from the Federation accounts. Saswan on Friday told newsmen in Makurdi that the state governments would find it extremely difficult to cope in the wake of 2015 as the degenerating situation will impact negatively on the activities. The way things are going, state governments will find it difficult to cope as from next year. The dwindling fortune will impact negatively on the running of government. The state government may close shop in 2015, he said. The governor, who spoke through his director of media, James Uloko, shortly after his senatorial screening, further worried about how to make up the difference from what it got from the Federation account early this week. It is very important to take certain indications that are being given out here very seriously, because Nigeria is heading to doom. Nigeria is going to collapse, and when Nigeria collapses, the people that will bear the brunt will be the Biafran people if care is not taken.
I see no nature about Christmas, you know.
And the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, has said that a total of 900 persons displaced from Mubi in Adamawa State are now in Kano State. Speaking during the relocation of the displaced persons to a camp in Dawakin Kudu, local government area of the state, the North West Zonal Coordinator of NEMA, Alhaji Musa Ilela, said the displaced persons are being moved to the camp for effective coordination and monitoring. We have moved 130 to the camp and more are coming. We are contemplating erecting tents in order to accommodate more of the IDPs. So far, we have about 900 IDPs from Mubi in Adamawa here in Kano State, he said. He presented relief materials to the IDPs, including 200 bags of rice, 100 bags of maize, 100 bags of guinea corn, and so on and so forth. The point here is that there are a lot of things happening. Our people must know that northern part of Nigeria is not conducive for you. You must move. Otherwise, you will suffer. You will suffer. We do not want this to continue to happen. We are saying this time without numbers because it is an obligation. It is an obligation on our shoulder to make sure that our people are adequately informed and enlightened where necessary. And we are also reporting that the Defense Headquarters has appealed to the international community to be more objective by showing understanding for the peculiarity of Nigeria's current security situation, saying that the counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations against the Boko Haram terrorists were a bit protracted because of the guerrilla tactics. The question is, why is Nigerian army not also applying guerrilla tactics to fight Boko Haram? If Boko Haram is applying guerrilla tactics, why are they not also applying the same tactics? This is very important and it is ridiculous. The Nigerian army, the Nigerian military is not capable of fighting Boko Haram because Boko Haram is having upper hand, and almost sizable number of Nigerian army has come from the northern part of Nigeria, and they are sympathetic to Boko Haram, and there's nothing they can do about it. The director, we continue, Defense Information, Major General Chris Olukolade, stated this while receiving the Daniel King Foundation Award as a distinguished military information expert in Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America. We have reported this news before, but it is also very important that we repeat it in order to give credence to certain things that we need to say. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. The federal government on November the 12th, 2014 unveiled the new design for the 100 Naira commemorative centenary banknotes, which will be officially issued on December the 19th. However, the Office of the Muslim Rights Concern, MARIC, has been inundated with calls for action on the Jewish symbol on the new 100 Naira notes slated for flag off in December. Nigerian Muslims, the Arabic writing in Hausa language, the Ajami script that read Naira Dari, that is 100 Naira on the 100 Naira note, has been removed and replaced with the Jewish symbol, the Star of David. And the question we are asking is, ever since Nigeria's currency and minting industry or minting department has been issuing out notes, what inscription has been there from time to time? Arabic. And have they asked about those of other faith? Where are the Christian symbols? Where are the traditionalist symbols? And you find out that the answer is Nigeria belongs to the north. And as they have rightly put it, Nigeria is their forefathers' estate. They are complaining that the Arabic symbol is now removed and that a new symbol, that of Jewish, is being replaced by it or with it. This is very unfortunate. We will be looking into it. As a faith-based human rights organization which believes in a dialogue option, MARIC is duty-bound to articulate the demands of Nigerian Muslims, particularly on matters which have to do with the imbalance in governments, in government treatment of the adherents of different religions. MARIC recalls that Arabic inscriptions, which have always been on Nigerian currency since independence, were unceremoniously removed in 2005 from 5 Naira, 10 Naira, 20 Naira and 50 Naira denominations. They remained on 100 Naira, 200 and 500 and 1000 Naira denominations. Nigerian Muslims regard the latest action, namely the supplanting of Arabic with Jewish symbol from the new 100 Naira, as a continuation of the campaign of elimination by substitution against Arabic language and by implication against Nigerian Muslims. It is well known that a large section of the Nigerian population use the Arabic Ajami, and removing it from the new notes will deprive millions of users of the Arabic Ajami of the ability to recognize, identify and use the new currency. There is no need going into this. The difference is clear right from the outset, right from independence. Arabic has been on every Naira note, and nobody there asked questions. And now there is a change in status quo, and they are asking questions. I leave it to the public to decide. An explosion believed to be a bomb rocked People's Democratic Party Secretariat along the Motora Mohammed in Calabar Cross River State on Monday. The incident, which occurred at 5:30 a.m., rocked several buildings in the vicinity. Our correspondent, who visited the scene at about 5:55 a.m., saw heavily armed policemen and soldiers trying to restore order in the area. A resident who lives 9 houses away from the secretariat where the incident occurred said at the time he felt his house shaking. I heard a loud bang and everywhere started shaking. I thought the house was going to collapse, he said. In a compound that shares the same fence with the back of the secretariat, several glass doors and windows were shattered. While speaking with one of those staying in the compound at about 10 a.m., some policemen across the fence in the PDP secretariat ordered the correspondent of this reporter to leave immediately. A couple of them jumped over the fence with their guns and threatened the correspondent's phone and deal with him if he did not leave immediately. What we are trying to say here is that Boko Haram has arrived and is not taken, and we do not want to be honest, continue to speculate. Everybody should resort to self-help because there is no protection from the government of Bizu called Nigeria, and more so, there is no protection for Biafrans. Biafrans must seek for self-help, otherwise all of us will be destroyed. And that is why the Defense Fund and the quest for the restoration of project must continue. And that project must not be allowed to see corruption, whether anybody likes it or not. We are also reporting that suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked 2 border towns in northeast Borno State, a local senator has confirmed. This is according to Sahara reporters. The Islamic militants attacked Masak and Ashigachi towns, mobile local government, Monday morning, setting many houses ablaze. May have been killed as hundreds of people fled to Niger Republic. Well, this is still the continuation of the wars in the zoo called Nigeria, and we are calling on our people to leave the troubled northern part of that particular contraption called Nigeria. Biafra land, head eastwards. If you are living outside Biafra land and its environs, you must know it's not guaranteed. Those who have been living in Lagos and calling themselves Lagosians must understand and appreciate it that they are not the owners of Lagos. There are those who own Lagos. There are also those who have gone to Abuja and claim indigenes of Abuja. And these are people from Biafra land. Or at best they have built houses and they have settled. They have elected different kinds of business concerns there, and they are relaxing. You must know that you are a stranger, and that a stranger cannot overnight become a landlord. You're still a tenant. Somebody is owning that land on which you are. Somebody owns Abuja. Abuja does not belong to you. Those in Kano who say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria, this message is for you. You are not from Kano, and you cannot claim ownership of Kano. There are people who own those places. You must leave. People in Sokoto, Jos, Adamawa, and other northern cities in that abominable setup called Nigeria must advise themselves accordingly, because they do not have any stake there, and something more dangerous is going to happen. We are also going to deal with certain issues of misconception. A lot of people have been inundating us with questions as to whether Biafra is now a member of African Union. Whether Biafra is now a member of African Union. AU, because there is a publication in Sun newspaper that says that Biafra is now a member of African Union. First of all, we must want to use this opportunity to appreciate all Biafra activists and groups who are making sure that Biafra is being discussed around the globe, and that the Biafra is also being discussed within the among members of the international community. We also thank those who are making it possible on the African continent, those who have been able to put Biafra or Biafrans within the African Union system. Precisely the NGO or Civil Society Department of the African Union. But we want to also tell our people that the truth must be said, the truth must be led by. While some pro-Biafra groups are members of departments within the African Union, we make bold to say that Biafra is not yet a member of African Union, because only independent sovereign nations are members of African Union. There are so many questions coming from our listeners wanting us to confirm whether Biafra is now a member of the African Union. Besides, no, we are going to deal with this in details. Once more, this is your platform. That concludes the news headlines and, of course, the news in details. We will be going to Dr. Iranya very soon for him to give us his perspective on this issue, and after that, our lines will be open. Once again, this is your platform. Yes, welcome to this program, and we will be going to the line before I proceed to bring in Dr. Iranya. We will go to the line to bring in Mazi Darlington. Let him also say hello to Biafrans. Let him say it by himself. Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, Richard, I can hear you. Confirm that you can hear me.
Yes, loud and clear. Please say hello to our listeners while we proceed to the injustice to this program this evening.
Thank you, Uche. Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Good evening, friends of Biafra. Good evening, lovers of freedom. Radio Biafra London is our megaphone, the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra, reaching the entire world. It is our CNN BBC. We carry the best news undiluted that mankind can to. Therefore, I welcome you to this evening edition. Listen to the gospel undiluted, and may God bless each and every one of you. I am Prince Valentin Chibike from Dakar, Senegal. I am from Enugu State in Ogunleye Government Area in Biafra Land. Thank you and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Valentin from Senegal. I will go to the line to get a perspective from Dr. Irine. Can you hear me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you. Confirm that you can hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, please.
All right, Uche, thank you for this opportunity. And I also like to welcome Biafra, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, especially those who did not join us at the time I introduced myself. I say you are welcome and stay tuned, don't touch your dial, and let us work together and educate each other and learn and enlighten each other. Uche, I was able to get about 8 headlines from your news, from the news you read, the Sultan blaming military for the country losing territory to Boko Haram. State government may shut down in Benue State, according to Suzwan. And then NEMA saying 900 people have been displaced from Mobi to Kano. You also said, read that the award-winning distinguished soldier is giving reasons why you are losing war against Boko Haram. Also, lately, the Muslim right, whatever they call themselves, are now crying wolf about the Star of David being in the currency when the Islamic symbols have been there all these years. And of course, you mentioned that there was an explosion in PDP in Cross River. Also, Boko Haram attacked some towns in the north and certain houses are placed. And last but not the least, Amechi is threatening that there will be two governments in that Islamic Republic of Nigeria in 2015. Let me start with the issue of the Sultan blaming military for losing territory. The question I want to ask, where was the Sultan when Nigeria lost a territory, a Biafran territory to Cameroon? Where was he? Or is he not aware that we lost territory to Cameroon, a Biafran territory? So is it now that he is realizing that we are losing territory? And why is he blaming the military? How can you have your Boko Haram members in the military and you are turning around? You know, Uche, it's just like the proverbial, that the proverb we had in Biafra land, that somebody will enter the bush and beat a drum and then come out to the main road and say, who beat that drum? This is exactly what this man is.
Exactly.
Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. He is blaming his own people for, I mean, it's laughable. So Biafra should know that this man is just deceiving everybody. And that is one of the reasons why we need Biafra.
Yes,
that
doctor,
is one of the reasons.
Yes, doctor, sorry. I think, you know, these people, the development so far is such that these people, these Northern Hausa Fulani bigots, are very well, they are very well prepared. They have different fronts. They want to use impeachment to see if they can get power, because if Jonathan is impeached, their own man will take over. They want to allow Boko Haram to take over all military barracks and police stations and important government buildings. And that is what they have started by taking towns and declaring caliphate. That is in preparation and in case that they don't win election. They may also use Boko Haram to go and attack and do a coup or something. And after that, they may say that Boko Haram has attacked Abuja seat of power and taking over power and things like that. They want also to use the political front. They want to rig the election if ever that election holds. And so these people are desperate. They have invested so much amount of money. They are even bribing Biafrans. That is the worst aspect of it. That's what I just want to chip in.
Yes, yes, you are spot on. You are very, very correct. They are coming in a multi-faceted manner, politically, economically, militarily, you know, socially, every religious, every angle they are coming in. You know, so but it's incumbent upon us, Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, to make sure that we are no longer part of that shenanigan called Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Now, on the second news item, the state government may shut down because of shrinking federal allocation. Biafrans, you can now see, because the cost of crude oil is coming down, there is no more money to be, you know, stealing and looting. They are now crying wolf. This is money coming from your land, Biafrans. Please hear me. This is money from your land that these people are sharing. Most of us today are in diaspora. We are outside Biafra land. Even within the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, we are outside the core Biafra land. Why? Because there is nothing to stay there for. Why? Because they have systematically impoverished us. They have systematically collapsed all the infrastructures we have in Biafra land. Meanwhile, the resources that are coming from Biafra land are being hijacked, are being stolen, are being looted by these Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba, cultist group. So, Biafrans, you see the need for us to leave this contraption called Islamic Republic of Nigeria. We really need to get out of this damnable contraption called Islamic Republic of Nigeria. NEMA is saying that 900 people from Mubi have been displaced and they are now in Kano. I don't know where people's consciences are. You are talking about 900 people displaced. What if I understand my English very well, when somebody is displaced from one town to the other, what that means is that that person is still alive. From what you read, Mazuche, you didn't say 900 dead person from Mubi are now in Kano. You said 900 displaced person. Correct, Uche?
Yes, you are right.
That means these people are alive, and the so-called NEMA is not, they are not ashamed of themselves talking about 900 people being displaced. Have they had about 3.5 million people dead? 3.5 million people that died just between 67 and 70. It wasn't the June 22nd 1945 riot. It's not that one. It's not the riot that resulted from the census brouhaha they had. It's not the counter coup. Not, we're just talking about between 1967 and 1970, 3.5 million. And they are here crying wolf for just 900 people that are displaced. Not that they are dead, just displaced. It's laughable. Biafrans, you now see why we need Biafra. You now see why we need to get out of Biafra, Nigeria, and get our Biafra land. Why we need to get into our nation, Biafra land. Because your lives are not of any value to a typical citizen of Islamic Republic of Nigeria. They value 900 worthless, useless Boko Haram people from Mubi to Kano over the 3.5 million people of our 3.5 million of our people that perished within 3 years. So, Biafrans, it is very, very, very urgent, critical, and important that we get out of Islamic Republic of Nigeria and form our own nation or restore our own nation, Biafra. The fourth one, Uche, is this distinguished Brigadier or Major General Chris Topa Olukolade, who is now advancing reasons why they have not been able to defeat Boko Haram or why the war is taking this long. This is the same man that was being given award, distinguished award, somewhere in, is it Atlanta or somewhere in here in the United States. And he is here giving reasons why he has not been able to defeat a ragtag Boko Haram army. It's laughable. Highly, highly laughable. But keep in mind, just like Prince Darlington said yesterday, it's only our people that are being killed in the military. Only our people. The people in the front line battling with Boko Haram are Biafrans. They are not the cowardly Boko, Northern or Western Yoruba army soldier. It's our people. The fifth one here, he talked about Muslim Right Council or whatever they call them, Muri, complaining about the Star of David being in the new Naira note. I want everybody who is hearing my voice tonight, and you are either in Biafra land or in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, or wherever you are, you have any of the currencies used by the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Just pick it up. Look at it. You are going to see Islamic symbol, not the new Naira note. Whichever note you have now, pick it up. You are going to see Islamic symbol in that note. Keep in mind that Naira, we started using Naira, I believe, in 1973. Am I correct, Uche?
Yes, yes.
And 1973 to date, that is about 41 years. And they have never complained. Even the so-called Christians, no one has ever complained. And we have been having Islamic symbol, Arabic Islamic symbol, on the note, the currency note of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, and nobody has complained. And now that we supposedly have a Star of, does it even matter? Even if you have the Star of David, does it matter? When actually there is nothing about Christianity in the Constitution, everything about the Constitution is Islam. No mention of Christianity or anything associated with Christianity in the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Does it really matter if we have Star of David when Nigeria is an official member of the Organization of Islamic Countries, or you call it Organization of Islamic Cooperation, whatever it is, OIC, that is the abbreviation or the acronym. Does it really matter when, if you have Star of David there, when officially, the government went in 1986 and registered as a member of OIC? Anybody hearing my voice in this broadcast, I believe you have an internet equipment with you. Go to Google and type list of members of OIC. Type list of members of OIC, or you type list of members of Organization of Islamic Country. Just type it, hit it, and then check out the list of members. So I don't see any difference it makes whether there is a Star of David in the Naira note or not. We are, or rather Nigeria, not we. Nigeria is a member of OIC. And to be a member of OIC, you must be an Islamic country. Therefore, Nigeria is an Islamic country. And that's why I always consistently, I don't make mistake about it. And I don't care. I always call it Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Because Nigeria is a member of OIC. Star of David or no Star of David, doesn't make any meaning or difference. Explosion in PDP house in Cross River, that's none of our business, Uche. If they like, let them throw ICBM in the at their secretariat. That's their business. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, but it also sends signals to the fact that something similar may begin to happen anytime from now if we do not guard ourselves in Biafra land. Because
that is correct.
People are advancing.
Yes, Uche, you are correct. Because when you trace this explosion, it may be connected to the political wing of Boko Haram, otherwise called APC.
Yes, it is not impossible.
Yes, so you are correct. We really have to take notice of that because they are closing in. They are closing in. They are using the military wing or the militant wing in the northeast, and they are using the political wing coming from the south, using Amechi and Co. and Malam Ostaz, Rocha Sokorocha, to as a front in the political wing, because APC is the political wing of Boko Haram. On the seventh item, Boko Haram attacked town, setting many houses ablaze. Well, that is more of a regular thing now. However, how it concerns us goes back to the same thing I have said over and over on this station, that one thing I have known Mazi Ucheme for, right from when I started listening to Radio Biafra in April of 2012, he has never minced words. He has never ever changed his words when he said that our people should relocate from the north down to the south. I remember the very first time I called Radio Biafra, Uche, if you remember, I threw a proverb, and I always say it. Dr. Gemba was laughing so hard that, you know, he almost laughed for hours when I said that you cannot shave my head in my absence. I remember that was the proverb I threw when I called Radio Biafra the very first time I ever did.
Yes.
I was relating exactly. That. Go ahead, Uche.
Yeah, no, I just concurring to what you were saying, that
yes.
This call has started right from 2009.
Yes. I related why I brought that proverb was that there's no way Boko Haram will be bombing a Mubi, and I am in a worry, and I will be affected. It's not going to happen. In other words, our people should come back home. So when they set many houses and people ablaze, they will only be killing themselves. You know, and then Amechi is talking about two parallel government. That is how they go ahead and deceive the poor masses. Amechi, we are talking about, has a private jet, and he will take off from Port Harcourt or wherever he is and fly to the nearest European city where he banked his money. And he is here trying to agitate people, trying to lead people to their death. You're talking about two parallel government, and you have a private jet ready to take off. This is deceit of the highest order. It's just like, you know, what we're going to be discussing in a few minutes. People should stop deceiving others. So that is all what I have to analyze on the news. Uche, let me stand by and wait for you to call me back.
Thank you, Doctor, for that. Of course, we will be going to Prince Dalentin from Senegal, who is on the line now, to give us his perspective and views on the issue so far. Dalentin, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you clear and loud.
Right, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Welcome, dear listeners and indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. You see, this evening news is something that we need to look into properly, because number one news that I'm looking at here, Sultan of Sokoto blame the military. I just want to say something about the military of Nigeria Army. These people, these same military are the people that went to make peace in Sudan. They made peace in Mali. They made peace in other parts of African countries. They are gallant army. And the people that made them gallant then were all Biafran soldiers. Because Biafra always produce the best quality in everything that Nigeria needs to stand as a nation. Therefore, if Sultan of Sokoto can start blaming them right now, is because Nigeria military is Boko Haram and Boko Haram is Nigeria military. So how can he be blaming them for not countering Boko Haram and doing what they're supposed to do against them? This is the same people who has been capturing the military bases in the north, and all the ammunition that belongs to the Nigerian military is being taken by the same Boko Haram, and their top officials, the top military commanders are there watching. Is this not the same military that when Ifejirika was our brother from Biafra land, was the head of that military? They sacked him because he was fighting them gallantly. He was facing them squarely and bringing them down. Why will Sultan of Sokoto begin to blame them now, when he was telling the whole world that Boko Haram are fighting for a just cause? Can you imagine comparing? This man was comparing Boko Haram with the MEND. MEND, we are not killing anybody. MEND, we are not even bombing anybody. MEND, we are only fighting for their rights. Because the oil that Nigeria used to be what they are is located in their land. They take it to go and beautify north, and they buy private jet and what have you all over the world. But the people who has this oil are not living well. So Boko Haram, Sultan of Sokoto blaming Boko Haram, I think Sultan of Sokoto should wake up from his slumber, because they are the Boko Haram and Boko Haram is there. They are together. They are the same people. That is why I said it yesterday, and I repeat, that the people that are dying in the Nigerian military, whenever you hear that people are dying, is the Biafran soldiers. The gallant Biafran soldiers are the people they place in the war front, in the hottest zone, and they keep systematically killing them one after the other. Therefore, I want you to know that this man called Sultan of Sokoto is a devil. He's a devil incarnate himself. He can keep blaming Nigerian military for all we care. It's not our business. What we want is to get Biafra. Second news that I see here, the government may shut down. Oh my God. I cannot believe that the country like Nigeria, they call them giant of Africa. What makes us giant of Africa? It's a question that each and every one of us that's listening to this program should ask himself first. What makes them giant of Africa? Now, do you understand that there is no other source of income, source of livelihood, source of infrastructure? How can Nigeria develop and generate their fund apart from oil? I believe that before oil was found in Nigeria land, we have agriculture. We are living very, 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 very perfect. Everything was working perfectly before oil was discovered. And now everybody channels the source of income for Nigeria into oil. Now that the oil price is dropping, according to my senior brother Clifford Chukwueme Kiranya, as he has explained in his way, let me borrow from him. He said that there is no other means where Nigeria is generating funds if not from the oil that is located in Biafra land. And this is why they keep killing us. They don't want us to go. You people say that we, the Biafrans, is nothing. We are nothing. We are not contributing anything. But let us go. You say no. Now you are, the government is warning that there may be a shutdown because the allocation fund is no longer coming the way it should. And I promise you people something. If that oil will be shut down automatically, if oil shut down today, if all the oil pipe is broken and everything shut down today, Nigeria die a natural death. Because there is no other way they can loot our money, carry our money, I mean, take them to anywhere they want in the world. So that particular news that the government may shut down, you people should look at it from another angle, that it is because the only source of income that Nigeria generates their fund right now is through oil. They are not looking into other source. There are other ways that Nigeria can raise funds to make Nigeria a beautiful nation if they want. I'm not talking about we Biafra, because we know that we are getting Biafra. We are not interested in their Nigeria. Their Nigeria can keep existing. But we want Biafra. The third news that I want to look into here is 900 people, persons displayed from Mubi, now in Kano. I think my brother have done a very good analysis on this particular news. Because, and I want to correct something here, please. The 3.5 million people, my brother Chukwuemeka Iranya said here, is not correct. It is 5.2 million, because this 3.5 this 3.2 million is the number that the British government, the British BBC, British Corporation, whatever service gave to us. Then they are the people who brought this number, and we, the Biafrans, we know that we lost no less than 5.2 million people, and the world we are watching. Only 900 people displaced now in Kano, and if somebody came up and the person has the temerity to talk and say, and these people are still alive, now people are providing food for them, providing aid for them. What happened to the children and the people of Biafra that died 1967 to 1970? What happened to them? Has anybody come up to say something about these people killed? Nobody said it. Nobody talk about them. If they like, let 1 million of them be sent to Sambisa Forest or whatever. We don't care. The only people that I'm pitying for is the Igbos, the Biafrans that are living in this part of the world. Let the people of Igbo, Biafran people come back to our land. Let them leave this land called Hausa land. Let me say something again. I think there is something that these people did to the Biafran people that makes us to always beautifying their place, building houses there and what have you. They brought the price of land very cheap in the north. Very, very cheap. A plot of land in the north, my father happened to have a lot of them before the war. Even up to now, believe me, you in Kano, in Sokoto, in some other part of the north, you can buy a plot of land that you cannot buy in the east. That let's assume 1.5 million in the north, they may sell it for you 20,000, 18,000. And you see, our people are very stupid, they are foolish. What did Nnamdi Kanu say that Igbo people are foolish? Some people don't understand it. The people, they will use the money they will use to buy one plot of land and develop in their land, they use it to buy like 20 plots in the north, begin to build, begin to develop. So when you see what is happening there, I want them to come back home, because these people are killing them. If any Igbo person is among these 900 people that is now in from Adamawa now in Kano, I think that person must be a fool, because it is only a tree that you will tell that you want to cut it down. The tree will be looking at you. When a human being heard that somebody want to kill him, the person begin to run for his own life. Well, the number 4 news here, Olukolade, why war against Boko Haram is taking so long? I have said it before. He took a word. That he, unmerited award. The award, he didn't merit it, but he took it. And Boko Haram, I am even asking people, where are the American intelligence officers that came to fight Boko Haram, to fight Chibok girls? Where are the British? Where are the France? Where are the Chinese people that came? I read in news that these people came to fight Boko Haram with their drones flying everywhere. What have they achieved? What? Nothing. So Olukolade, you should go and sit down and sleep somewhere, because what we are saying right here is not even important. Because Boko Haram is the Nigerian military, and Nigerian military is Boko Haram. The only true military there are the Biafran military, who are in the war front, in the front, in the hottest zone, fighting gallantly. So if anybody need to tell us about why Boko Haram is taking long or whatever, let that person keep telling it to the north, not we, the Biafran, because we are not interested whether Boko Haram issue is treated or not, because you people brought this Boko Haram up in order to bring the government of good luck down. But we are not interested in that government of good luck or whatever. We are interested in our own country, Biafra. We want to have our own nation. If Boko Haram is fighting a just cause for them to have their Islamic caliphate established, new people should give it to them. We want our own Christian side of world. We are Christian people. We are not Nigeria. Nigeria is not is not a country even. If you ask me, I will explain to you. Nigeria is not a country. So Olukolade saying that, giving reasons why Boko Haram war is taking too long, I think he is very stupid. Very, very, very stupid. Because he knows all the Boko Haram's members, and they know where they used to keep their ammunition for them, for Boko Haram to come and take it and keep killing people. Yes, that is what happened. Well, the number 5 is that Muslim demand explanation over 100 Naira notes that they see a Star of David in it. Well, I don't think I have much to say about this, but I want to just drop one thing over this particular news. Since I was born, all the currencies that I've been seeing when I was born as a Biafran in the land of Nigeria, I see this inscription of Islamic. I don't even know what it means. If you ask me what that word, that Islamic word means, I don't know. But all the money I've been spending as a child until now that I'm an adult, I have been seeing that particular in scripture. But I don't know what it means. I don't know what it stands for. At least if you ask me what the Star of David means now, I can explain to you. I know exactly what Star of David means. But I don't know what the Islamic inscription in the currency that we're using is. Now they have risen up to ask question, why have they removed the Islamic inscription and put Star of David? But all this while, for something years now, we are using the currency that has that Islamic inscription. I think my brother Chukwuemeka Iranya also narrated a lot, explained a lot of things about this inscription removed and the new one that is put there. So it's not much a problem. Then Explosion Rock PDP Secretariat in Cross River. I think this particular news, this particular headline is supposed to be very, 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 very important for every one of us to reason and reason deep about it. You see, they now start bombing the secretariat of the political party PDP. The next you will hear now is market in the Biafran land. Mark this word that I'm saying today. I am saying it because I believe that is how it's going to be. They started now with PDP secretariat in Cross River. The next thing you hear now is marketplace. I think they tried to bomb church in Owerri some time ago. I think this church, what they call it, Winner's Chapel. Which am I correct?
Yes, sir. You're right. Yes.
Thank you. They planted bomb in the church before, and God avert it. It did not explode. Now they're bombing themselves at the PDP. If somebody like Mathew Timi said that if Nigeria, if APC lose election in 2015, that he is going to rebel against Nigeria, what do you expect? You expect bomb rocking all over Biafra land, because these people are already on our land. They're already there. Therefore, if whatever that the good Lord Jonathan government is doing, then they keep doing whatever they're doing. But we, the Biafrans, we want to defend our land because we need to protect our people. Our fight is just. It's a just fight. It's a just cause fight because we are not Nigerians.
We are defending ourselves.
We are defending ourselves. We are here to defend ourselves. So the seventh news that a town set ablaze by Boko Haram, let them burn them into ashes. I want all the north to be leveled as a desert that they are. Let every part of the north be leveled. Let all the home houses be leveled. Let them turn to ashes. I want what happened in Hiroshima to happen in the north. If Boko Haram have missile, let them begin to unleash their missile upon the land of that north. Let them clear them all. Because they did the same thing to the people of Biafra in 1967 to 1970. They killed us. Nobody asked about us. They rendered our land useless. They finished our children, our mother, our parents. Everybody was killed. And the most annoying part of it is that the 3RS fund that was designated to be rebuilt the Biafra land was used to rebuild Lagos. They took it to go, Obafemi Awolowo took it to go and rebuild Lagos. When there was no single bomb in Lagos State, there was no single gunshot in Lagos State, nobody fought in Lagos State during this Biafra war. Lagos State were busy schooling the children, they were enjoying the family, everybody's okay. But in Biafra land, where the war was fought, where they killed every one of us, they did not do anything. The money that was set aside to repair the area where the war was fought was also diverted to rebuild Lagos. So what I want now is let Chukwuemeka Bama begin to break down. If there are more hardened Boko Haram members, let them level everything in Abuja, in Sokoto, in Kano. Let them bring them down. This is what I have to contribute in this particular issue. Then the envelope of journalism, the brown envelope journalism, which I think I have to wait until you take us on that particular area. Thank you very much. I stand by.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And we will be back in a minute. We will be back in a minute. Yes, welcome back to Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the second edition of this program, the PM edition, for the 24th of November 2014. And we are in the news analysis, commentaries, and opinions. And of course, perspective from different people. Our lines are open. If you want to make any contribution, please call +447 448 109 411 and on Skype, please call Skype line. The only one available at the moment is Radio Biafra 1. We are also on available on this line +447 405 964146 +447 405 964146 Let us take this call before we proceed. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
I am Dea Lopalanjoko.
Dea, welcome to the program.
One of my old philosophies, like I told you yesterday, I'm an Oshiezike aging hunter.
Yes, welcome to the program.
My comment is that the northern peoples, the Arewa, the Fulani, whoever they are, Nigerian army, their plight is the same of that madman who wants to teach his kinsmen a lesson by burning down his house and is now sleeping on the road. Whatever they not want to do, that is their problem. As I advise, let us remain focused. They can kill themselves or save themselves. We are not their territory, and they do not have to rule Biafra. Let them rule themselves or not do rule themselves. I remain a Biafran, I will die a Biafran. Let them leave us alone. Die 100 or save 100, that is their business. We are not interested in the Arewa, the Duduwa. Let each person, each youth suck his mother's breast. We eat what in our land, live in our land. Let them leave us alone. Let us march and forge in our own. Let them forge their own. We may be neighbors in years to come, but in terms of government, religion, we are not the same. They should leave us alone. All their cries, look at the Sultan of Sokoto, is it Lapido or Lamido, who opened the letter of credit that paid for all the arms supplied to Boko Haram from Egypt. Whom is he crying crocodile here to? Everybody knows the issue in Nigeria. Look, Amechi or not Amechi, bad luck or good luck, to hell with them. What we want is our Biafra. And we remain focused. Of course, we have to hear what is happening to them because our stupid brothers in elsewhere have refused to come home. I told my own brother children, if you stay in Abuja and die, I will count you as the sixth member of my family that died in that struggle. You should go home. Even if it is cocoa, yam, or beans, we roast it and eat. Let us leave the north to their land. Peace be unto you. Remain focused. Keep on keeping on. As I told you yesterday, I will talk to my fellow elders like Iranian and all that on things I don't want to talk on the air. Peace be unto you. Long live Biafra. And peace be to you and all the directors and all of us GNM Biafra supporters. And as I've always said, those who don't want Biafra to be rescued, restored, may they be disposed before Biafra is restored.
Amen.
All that I've called in the name of Chukwu Abiamah to grant us. And that's what I say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And may God bless
you. Okay, my brother, I leave you for others to say what they want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. And like I was saying before we took this call, if you want to make any call, please call +447 448 109 411 +447 448 109 411 or call +447 405 964146 +447 405 964146 or call our Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 1. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
First, my brother, Mazi Uche.
Good morning, Biafra. Good afternoon, people of Biafra, indigenous of Biafra, all over the world. My name is Nandi.
Noise, there is noise in the background. Are you in marketplace?
No, I am in my room because the network is disorganized.
No, are you watching TV or what? There is noise there. Yeah.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra left and right because that is where I worship. I worship Radio Biafra. I put it on my radio. I put it on everywhere I am because Biafra is where I worship. I have learned a lot in Biafra. My name is Namde Okobo. I'm from Aro Ndizog. It reminds me back about J.J. Lawrence in Ghana. Quite all right, the man was very young when he took over. He looked at all these baron and baboos, all those old fools that don't know anything, how they are taking their cocoa money to Europe, and the man plotted to kill all of them. Why he make all these moves so that no one can, all these fools, now if they are remembered now, I don't know the kind of plans which they have been planning, and he eliminated them. Just like this Sultan of Sokoto, I wonder how old he is. Look at the kind of old fools that are talking and using brains of what is 1960, using it, applying it to us now. You know, Muslim people worship themselves. They also respect themselves. They can even worship Al-Hajj more than 1 million years. We don't do like that. I believe that the fellows of Biafra in the world, the youth, the blood of the youth is pumping, is speaking, because what happened in those days cannot reveal itself now. I remember all those things that happened in Biafra land. Even time we are turning ourselves, like bringing all this bakassin and all this eliminating ourselves. When you go to Biafra land, you can see that the grown-up people now are more than hot, more than their blood is pumping now, more than like the old one, like before. So I would like Radio people of Biafra, indigenous of Biafra, to listen in. This is our time. When we talk, our time is now. Because we cannot be listening and what is happening to Zoo. If you can listen both to Ezendibo, when you look their age, I have seen them, when you look their age, look how old fools they are. You can see that what they are talking is just because of what they have banking somewhere that make them talking. But for them themselves, they have already been a dead body. If I know that when this will start, all of them, we are not relentless because we are still studying, following up, studying in Radio Biafra, because that is where we learn. And we believe that soon or whenever, which we are awaiting and waiting to hear that word, command, we will take off. Because if you watch all those, the time of Biafra, this war happened, it happened in only Biafra land. Yoruba are there. Up to now, all those things that are affecting Biafra people. Yorubas are there. They only carry on with their medias, trying to overcome. Now they are ruling in the Christian, thinking that in the Christian way. But we that bear that Christian name have scattered all over the world. Many of us have been in even exile, decided to live in exile to the rest of their life, which is a shameful thing. It's a very shameful honor to the Biafra people all over the world. If you live in exile and die in exile, is a very shameful. And I'm not surprised. Some of them, Amaheshiela, some of them now, even I remember what trying to happen to me last 2 years when I always go in my home. But when I go, the little construction they constructed, I don't know that I standed behind my Okigwe, but I was looking direction that moved to my side. I know that some of them will not know road to come back. Some of them don't even know the Ama again. Ama Hishiel already. That is a shameful thing. Many of them that have been in Europe 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, if you can talk to yourself, is a shame. Ask yourself, what are you doing there?
You are joining, like joining everything, but remember the word and the Bible said that is no place like home. It's better that your body have been buried. Remember what happened to Abraham. They bring the body. It's better that if your body remaining outside. Oh, Biafra. Biafra people, I believe that you people will ask yourself sometimes, even you are against Biafra, you can ask yourself a question, who I am. Who you are matters a lot. I know that we keep on asking and we keep on backing ourselves. But I'm not worried because I know that when it was started, I know that we all, because when I was in Kaduna, the Sharia, we started Sharia. Biafra people, they are telling us to go, we call it like a play, until the fight come across, we don't know what to do. In Sabongori, they are trying to finish all the Biafra peoples living there. It's by the grace of Chukwu Abiam, according to them, they say there is a gun which they buried in the ground. They started fighting the gun. Before they can really get the gun, many have gone. Many have lost. Many have gone.
Yes, make it snappy, my brother. There are so many callers on the line. Go ahead.
My brother, all I can say that the Biafra people, this is the time for them to wake up. This we are shouting, we are not talking it in vain, is for our benefit of our children. Because after us, our children are going to be very soon. Our people will gather. They are now wearing coats, pushing, taking care of their cattle. They are now wearing coats. Not they are wearing rag again. They are wearing coats, riding our Okada.
Yes, my brother, round off, please.
It's okay. I believe that Biafra people will take control. Mr. Dotovo, I thank you for your doing, and I say may God of Chukwu Abiam bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. We are going now to respond to calls made by a number of listeners on the news released by Sun newspaper saying that Biafra has now become a member of the African Union. And we want to, without mincing words, say that, yes, there are some elements of truth in there, in that an NGO, a Biafra NGO or civil society organization made it possible for that particular organization to become part of the civil society of African Union. We also owe it a duty to our people for them to understand what the issue is. Biafra is not yet a member of the EU because a member of the AU, African Union, because Biafra is not yet an independent sovereign state. It is only an independent sovereign state from Africa that will become a member of the AU. That is, if that country ratifies the African Union Charter, and that is the only time when that particular country will become a full member of the AU. We want to make it clear that Biafra is not, and we will not allow such to be peddled on our platform. It is a very sensitive issue, and people do the right thing. Biafra is not yet a member of the African Union, and it is very important that people understand it. There is a lot of jubilation across the IPOB family and other Biafrans across the world and their friends. But the point is that that publication is misleading, and we will not allow it because it is not right. Biafra is not a member of the African Union. Biafra is not yet even independent. And it is very important that we distinguish between NGO, civil society organization, and Biafra. Biafra is a nation, or Biafra is a country, while a civil society organization or NGO, non-governmental organization, is what it is. It is an organization. And so any pro-Biafra group that joins a department of the African Union cannot be equated to Biafra being a member of the African Union. There are a lot of misinformation there. It is a misconception. It is a misrepresentation at the same time. And so people should stop jubilating, because on this platform we lay it bare, where we acknowledge the effort of pro-Biafra groups to make sure that Biafra is discussed on the international stage and where it matters. We will also not fail to educate and enlighten our people on the status quo and on what is going on. It is our duty, it is a responsibility on our shoulder to do the right thing. I will go to Dr. Clifford Ibrahim to give us a perspective on what he understands from it. Doctor?
Yes, Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, Uche, let me respond to this issue holistically. Let me look at it from the roots, and which is looking at it from the source of this information. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I want to discuss with you this day a terminology called brown envelope journalism. I repeat, brown envelope journalism. From Wikipedia, it defines brown envelope journalism this way. It says, brown envelope journalism is a colloquial term for the practice of bribing journalists for favorable media coverage. The term arose from the envelopes, that's the brown envelope, used to hold cash bribes, given ostensibly as tokens of appreciation for attending a press conference or reporting favorable news or twisting information. He goes on to say, the practice of journalists accepting money from news sources, especially politicians or organizations, in order to facilitate their stories, has become rather common in African media. Some of the journalists defend the habit, saying that media owners subject them to poverty wages and exploitative working conditions, leaving them little choice but to rely on politicians and other bodies' handouts for their daily survival. I am quoting Mr. Joseph Warungi, who is a Knight International Journalism Fellow in Sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Mary Myers, in her 2007 paper for the World Bank titled Well-Informed Journalists Make Well-Informed Citizens, Coverage of Governance in the DR Congo, she stated that a culture of corruption has become ingrained in the African media. She said the problem here is the widespread practice of coupage, literally the practice of journalists taking their cut. Coupage is another name for brown envelope journalism. Journalists and editors being paid to run certain stories, paid to turn up at press conferences and to cover events, or simply being given money to cover their transport, dinner, and per diem. This practice is perpetuated by politicians, business interests, and even by international donors. Because of the low turnout or patronage in the press industry, she said the market is not sufficiently large to sustain newspapers on their cover price alone. This state of affairs, coupled with low pay and lack of job security, has resulted in corruption among journalists and editors, and of course, bias, sensationalism, and lies. When you ask an African journalist why they would accept money from people or agencies which they have interviewed or are doing stories about it. The answer is simply, everybody else does it, so why shouldn't I? And she said her recommendation to African journalists is to equip themselves with the knowledge that it's a tough fight to improve pay conditions, so media practitioners need to organize. You know, she asking them to take pride in their work and do not allow themselves to be compromised. Uche, let me just go a step further on this. Twange Kasoma defined brown envelope journalism as a practice that involved news sources granting money, monetary incentive to journalists. Tej Eskeda wrote on African Research Journal, published by the Faculty of Social Sciences and Communication at St. Augustine University in Tanzania, Volume 3, Number 3, 2010. And it goes like this. It said, the term brown envelope journalism is applied to denote journalistic activity which involves transfer of various types of reward from sources to the reporter. Let me stop so far. Uche, what this is all about, brown envelope journalism, is simply a situation where you bribe a journalist to report what you want him or her to report. In other words, you follow the old dictum that says that he who pays the piper dictates the tune. Now, combining it into what we are talking about, African Union is made up of originally of 55 members. Right now we have 54, but one of them is suspended, which is the Central African Republic. Central Democratic Republic is suspended, whereas Morocco withdrew because Sahrawi was recognized. So actually they are 53 meeting now out of the 54. The number 55, Morocco, withdrew. African Union is made up of independent nations in Africa. For you to be a member of African Union, you must be an independent member of the African independent nation in Africa. African Union has 13 organs. It has 13 organs. One of these organs is called the Economic, Social, and Cultural Council, ECOSOC. And it was launched in July of 2008. And it has its mandate. It is purely an advisory body. I will humbly request anybody hearing my voice tonight, or this afternoon or morning, depending on where you are, please, I beg you, I plead with you, go to Radio Biafra London Facebook page. I have posted an explanation of AU, the organs of AU, and the fact that an organ cannot transmute or translate or graduate from being an organ to being a nation or a member of AU. That is practically impossible.
Not even that. An NGO cannot just translate.
Yes, which I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that. So I want everybody to go to that Facebook page. I have pinned that article. I pinned it. Pinning it means that it's going to be the topmost thing you are going to see. Every other thing falls below. Once you go to Radio Biafra London Facebook page, you will see it right there. I have also pasted it on the Facebook page of other further groups. Now, what happened was this, because it's good for Biafrans to know the truth. What happened was this. In Nigeria, in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, there is an NGO, for the time being, underline the word, for the time being, underline. There is an NGO, for the time being, called Bilieu Human Rights Initiative. This NGO went and registered with ECOSOC, which is a an advisory organ of African Union. It's just a civil under CSO, civil society organization. They went and registered themselves. They went and registered themselves, not the nation. They registered themselves with ECOSOC. ECOSOC is purely an advisory organ. And if you are going to register with ECOSOC, you are going to register as an organization belonging to a country that is a member of AU. So if you understand it very well, Believe Human Rights Initiative went there as belonging to Nigeria that is a member of AU. Because you have to belong to a country, you have to come from a country, you have to come from a member, an AU member. As an NGO or as a CSO, you have to belong to a member of AU before you now go to ECOSOC. So, Believe Human Rights Initiative belongs to Nigeria, that is an AU member. So they are going there under the platform of an organization that emanates, that comes out from Nigeria, that is a member of AU.
And not from Biafra.
Yeah, not from Biafra. That's why I'm struggling to explain this thing very, very well so that people will understand it. They are going there. When you get there, the first thing they will ask you, which country are you coming from? You said you are from Nigeria. Okay, is Nigeria a member of AU? Yes, Nigeria is a member of AU. Okay, now file your application and then you come under the auspices of a member of AU. So, Believe Human Rights Initiative went to AU under the auspices of being an organization that is registered in Nigeria, and Nigeria being a member of AU, they were not allowed to go into ECOSOC. Not Biafra. I am taking this time to make this explanation so that our people will understand. Because the problem we have, just like I told Isaiah Oba in my chat with him, 99% of Biafrans will run with this news. They will believe this thing that, oh, Biafra is now AU. And the bad thing about it is that this has the name of a lawyer in the story. The news itself has the name of a lawyer on it, that Biafra is now a member of AU. How can Biafra be a member of AU when Biafra is not an independent nation? And when you look at the headline, you say Biafra now a member of AU. And when you read it, you hear it talking about ECOSOC. ECOSOC is an organ, an advisory organ of African Union. And for you to register with ECOSOC, you have to identify with a country that is a member of AU before they will look at you. And for a country to be a member of AU, the country has to be independent. So when you combine everything, you will see that Believe Human Rights Initiative, even going by their own constitution, is for Nigerians only. As long as you are 18 years and above, you are a Nigerian, a citizen of Nigeria, it doesn't matter where you come from, Boko Haram, Yoruba, anywhere. It's a Nigerian organization. And so, being a Nigerian organization, and Nigeria is a member of AU, they have all the privileges and the opportunities to enter and be applied to register with ECOSOC. That's what it's all about. So they went on the Nigerian platform, registered with ECOSOC, and that is it. It has no Biafra anything in it. It is they are going there as an NGO, or what you call CSO, civil society organization. That's what they are going there for. And us, not just only that, as emanating from a member of AU, which is Nigeria. So they are Nigerians representing Nigeria in AU organ. That is what we have to let people to understand.
Yes, doctor, but how can a reputable civil society organization choose to mislead people by saying that Biafra is a member of the AU African Union, and indeed there is no Biafra in what they register to start with?
That is the $100 million question, Uche. To be honest with you, I will not be able to answer it, but I know the thing is that our people, they believe lies too much. When you tell them lies, they seem to believe it more than the truth. Director Nnamdi Kanu has come on the air, explained exactly what happened at the Enugu office. Also was seconded by our second eyewitness, Bright Chimezie Ishinwa. And yet, people are still believing the audio tape of this restaurant in Malaysia. It is in us. Remember what Zika said? 99 countries have recognized Biafra, a printed Biafra passport.
Has observer status at the United Nations.
Yes, that Biafra has observer status, and people believed him. That is the problem. These people are really smart. I can give it to this billion guy. They are really smart. They know how to hoodwink our people.
We have problem. Our people are sick.
Yeah. You know, they know that when you throw out a lie, their people will jump at it. When like sometimes director will say, I am not in Biafra land. I am in the heart of the darkness. I'm here, you know. But if and then people may not even believe him. But if he goes to say, as a matter of fact, I am broadcasting from government house in Enugu now, people will believe that. That is the problem we have. That is, these people are taking advantage of the fact that when you tell our people lies, they believe you. Look at the sensation. This fake story is causing. People are now saying, oh, Biafra, we are now in AU. How can you, first of all, be an AU member without being in? It's just like I wrote in the on Facebook. How can you put the cat before the horse? And above all, you know, we need to educate our people, Uche. We need to differentiate between the substantive AU membership and an organ or a department which is made to be an advisory body made up of organizations and groups, not nations, organizations. ECOSOC is an advisory body of organizations, groups, professionals. It is not a place for a nation. It is not a place for a country to be. The country goes to the General Assembly membership of AU. That is where an independent nation belongs.
Before a country or a nation is an independent, it has to be recognized by the members of the international community, which is the United Nations, before even coming down to that kind of African Union. The problem here is that we are not back in the era of Wazwike, that says that he even said that time that he was going to see Obama in the United States. He was going to Obama inauguration, that he was going to see Obama, and that Biafra has observer status of the United Nations and printed passport, as you said, and people were jubilating. This is not what we need now. You cannot deceive people by writing you want to write. We cannot allow that. Biafra is not yet independent, and now people are being told that Biafra is now a member of African Union, meaning that Biafra is now an independent African country that has joined the Committee of Nations in Africa, and which is wrong, and very wrong. We expect the learned men behind this civil society organization or NGO to do the right thing. The caption itself says that Biafra is now a member of African Union. Inside it, they are saying that civil Biafra agitators have applied to the to the ECOSOC department of the African Union. And people are jubilating. We owe it a duty to our listeners because they have been inundating us with questions. Is it true that Biafra is now a member of African Union? Meaning, is it true that Biafra is now an independent African nation? And so it is a responsibility on our shoulder to educate, to enlighten our people. It is a task that must be done. Our people should understand what is going on. Our people should have their right to know respected. And that is what we are doing here. We said we registered at the United Nations, but we have not been given a consultative status, which is a more substantive profile. We say the way it is. We are sincere here. We're not a prophet. We're not perfect because we are human beings. But we cannot, because everybody wants numbers, everybody wants membership, stop publishing anything, all in the name of Biafra. It's unacceptable. Go ahead, doctor, please.
Yes, I agree with you. So, I mean, it's good for our people to sit back. Let us not just swallow everything. Now, where are those people who are saying, ask question? Where are you now? Can't you ask questions now? Or is it only when it comes to Radio Biafra that you ask questions? You are peddling all these rumors now, posting and reposting this fake news, this brown envelope journalism at its best. This is ridiculous. I don't get it. You cannot be AU member without being independent nation first. And by the way, there is a difference between being an AU member and getting registered in a department that is meant for a group, an organization. Biafra is a nation. Biafra is not an organization. So an organization is now shrinking a nation, putting it in his pocket, and going to a department meant for organization and registering and coming out to declare that they have now become a nation thereby. You can, and there is no process, there is no antecedent, there is no record where you graduate from an organ to a member nation status. There is no, I want anybody who has that record, who has that antecedent, anybody who has that information, please bring it forward. That is what we want. That's the kind of debate we want. We want informed debate. If you know, you have seen in the past where an organization, transmute to a nation and then become a member of a continental member of states, like in EU or UN or AU. Please bring it forward. Let us see that. Dear friends, please understand this. I'm going to say it over and over. I don't mind repeating it 1 million times. There's a difference between AU membership, which is meant for independent nation, and AU organ, which is made for groups and organizations. An organization is not the same thing as a nation. There are two different things. You have AU, which admits independent nation as their member. Under AU, you now have advisory bodies, advisory organization. You have a department that houses advisory, bodies that where you have organizations. There, they are not the same. We need to understand this. There is no way an NGO, a civil society organization, will go and register with a department in AU and comes out to tell you that they have suddenly become a nation and they are now a member of of AU, which means they are now independent nation. Biafra is not independent yet. We have to live by that reality. There's no point we deceiving us. Why are we lying? Why do we believe so much in lies? I don't understand. Why do we clothe ourselves with? Why do we enjoy the lies? There is no way indigenous people of Biafra, under the leadership of Mazi Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London, will come out tomorrow to tell you that because we are in ECOSOC in UN, we are even in ECOSOC in UN, by the way, that because we are in ECOSOC in UN, that UN has now recognized Biafra, or that we are now, or Biafra is now a member of UN. I challenge you, or rather, I make this statement that tomorrow, these same people will come out to tell you that Biafra is now a member of UN under them. Watch out, this will happen. Because if they can tell this kind of lies and allow newspapers to publish this kind of thing without retracting it, without saying exactly what it is, then nothing will stop them from going further to hoodwink our people, to tell them that we are now a member of UN. It's time we Biafrans rose up and know what is right and what is wrong. When you go with your monthly mantra of ask questions, don't just stop at RBL or IPOB alone. Ask questions other places too. Uche, let me stand by while you take other calls, or you go to my co-host Darlington.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Doctor. And before I go to Darlington, it is also very important to still remind our people that there is no way Nigeria will give Biafra independence. There is no way Nigerian courts will grant Biafrans independence. And so do not be deceived. You must be vigilant. You must remain focused. You must be enlightened as far as the issue of Biafra is concerned, so that you will become Biafra ambassador, an ambassador for Biafra, a worthy ambassador for that matter. Do not allow yourself to be hoodwinked. You should be able to tell the Biafra story yourself. Not telling people lies, it is unacceptable. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. We go to the Skype line now to get the views and perspective from Darlington. Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you very clear. Thank you, Uche. I want to thank Dr. Clifford Chukwuemeka Iwuanya for his great analysis. Uche, if you ask me, from his analysis right now, have given a lot of information to people who doesn't know anything about this struggle. And I thank him so much also for educating them, making them to understand difference between Biafra having recognition in the UN or being a part of UN, and being and the registered Believe Human Rights Initiative under ECOSOC. For him to have differentiated these two facts, I just want to thank him so much for that. And there is nothing to add to what he have just explained to the world, because it is only an illiterate, uneducated fools that we hear that Biafra is now among EU and will be jubilating, jumping up and down. You see, Uche, our people, they are demented. Their brain is not working perfectly. There is the fact that they are hungry for freedom. A lot of them are hungry for freedom, but once they hear that Biafra is having international recognition, and Biafra is this, Biafra is that, they jump up, they begin to celebrate without knowing the right channel which Biafra is supposed to be recognized in the world as a sovereign nation. And our great brother have given us this great lecture. And all those people who have been inboxing me, sending messages across the internet and everywhere, try to let other people to know that Biafra is now among EU. I want you people to listen very carefully. to know that we are indigenous people of Biafra. We don't lie under Radio Biafra. Our code on Radio Biafra is we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Everything you hear from Radio Biafra is truth, nothing but the truth. We are not going to lie to people to make people believe in us. We must always tell you the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how hard it is. But the truth must be told. Ezeoku Bondo, our people used to say that truth is life. If Bilie Human Rights Initiative can come up with this their concussion news telling the whole world that Biafra is recognized under AU, I want to ask one question to these people. Is Biafra a sovereign nation? The answer is no. We have not gotten our independence yet. We have not been recognized. We are not among United Nations at the moment. We only register in United Nations as indigenous people of Biafra. And they also recognize that we are indigenous people who are voting for their freedom. To be a member of AU, you must be recognized first. So how can you come up and tell the world, keep lying to the world like the likes of Wazirike, the way our people, oh my God, I don't know how to explain this. Our people have, I don't know if it's because they did not know anything about Biafra, about history, about Nigeria, about international relations, informations. These people need to wake up and know the truth. When Wazirike told us that Biafra will do this, he will do this, he printed the international passport, he was printing Biafra currency, doing all sorts of nonsense, and people were buying it, even buying the concoction this man was cooking for them, believing in him. At last, what happened? The truth must be told, no matter how far, no matter how long it takes us. Somebody will want to wake up and say, oh, what all the things we have been hearing from Radio Biafra is truth. Our director, Nnamdi Kanu, is a man that has always told us that no matter how difficult this truth is, he must always say it to us. So those who want to listen and believe in what we are doing should also make their research. Google is there for you to find out the meaning of ECOSOC, the meaning of NGO, the meaning of AU, the meaning of, sovereign nation. Google it and know that these people are just concocting things. They are just telling lies to bring people to believe them because they have nothing to depend upon. They registered as NGO. That is what they did. So how can they come and say that Biafra, that they register, even they register under Nigerian government, first of all, and foremost, people doesn't know that the Human Rights Initiative registered under Nigerian government, and it was approved. Uche, am I speaking the truth or not?
Yes, go ahead, you're right.
Thank you. And that is what permit them to go as far as trying to register under AU as NGO. If they were not registered in Nigeria and they did not register as Nigerian citizens, how would they be able to register under United Nations as NGOs? So people should try to know the truth from, the black from the white. We are not telling them any lies here. We are telling them only by the truth. And the truth must always prevail. My brother, you have analyzed, you have given a great analysis to this particular news. And I want people who are listening now to also make their own research. To all of you that have been inboxing me, asking me, oh, that now Bine people are trying, they have taken our name, they have, Biafra is now among United Nations. It is a very big lie. Brown envelope journalism is the code. Even some news that carry this news, if you see the headline, the caption says, Biafra now among AU or something. When you read that, you will not see it there. You will not even see anything about Biafra there. What you see is the lockdown of the information about the ECOSOC and the NGO. That is what you see. They gave the money, they collected. By the way, the banner of some news, whatever, is all just a color. So all the things they are telling us here is lies. We are the people who is telling you the truth. We are not going to lie to you to make you to believe in us. We are telling the truth because we want to restore our nation, Biafra. That is our target. And we must restore Biafra with truth and honesty. We are not fighting to get Biafra with lies. That is why a lot of people find it difficult to believe in us.
The Indigenous people of Biafra, under the command of Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, we are not daft. We are learned men. Great people among us are the people who is channeling this movement. Intellectuals, not fools that will wake up one day and tell you that Biafra is this, Biafra that is beginning to jump up and down. No, we must tell you the truth always. Therefore, Uche, what I want to say is this: let those who have ear listen. We are not yet recognized under AU. We are only fighting to be recognized under United Nations. That is to get our freedom. Our freedom is paramount, is pivotal. Our freedom is everything to us. We don't ask for any other thing but our freedom. It is not negotiable. We want to be free. Not telling us that we are now among AU. If Biafra is among AU, is Biafra now a country? No! I want to hang on there and I will keep waiting for the next commentary that is coming on, Uche. May God bless you as you move us further. God bless you. Thank you very much for our good listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will be right back. So welcome back, and we go to the Skype line. The call on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Is that me?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Is that me?
The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Is that me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. This is Amaka Nwanebo.
Yes, give us your name, where you're calling from, where you come from in Biafra land, please.
Okay, my name is Amaka Nwanebo. I'm calling from Georgia, United States.
Right, go ahead. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Yes, I just want to... I want to start by thanking Chukwu Adeoma. And I also want to thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Maazi Uche, this is my first time anyway calling through the Skype because I'm just trying to see how this works.
Yes, keep talking. So, keep talking. Okay. Do not stop. Keep talking. Just
okay.
Yeah, say whatever you want to say. We are listening.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for what you are doing. You are doing a great job. Yes, you are doing a very good job. I want to use this opportunity as well to thank
Yes, are we losing you?
Our director and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Biafra, and And I know that he is safe in Biafra land because Chukwu Abiyama is his strength and will protect him. And
yes, go ahead. Do not stop. Just say everything you want to say. Biafrans are listening. The world is listening.
Okay. And I also want to thank our COC engineer, Iranya. Ndewo, Chukwu Abiyama, bless you. I want to recognize also all the leaders of indigenous people of Biafra. And I want to especially thank our sister in Germany that handles the finance. She is amazing. You are, wherever you are, I know you are listening now. I just want to tell you one thing. You are serving Chukwu Abiyama. And keep up and keep on and keep on keeping on. All these small, small efforts that all of us are putting in any small way, I know that Chukwu Abiyama will have mercy and give us Biafra.
Amen and amen.
And I just want to say again that I don't have much to say. I am behind what we are doing. I have already told myself that in life or in death, that I will support the restoration of Biafra until it comes. I might not be there physically or, you know, in any way, but I just want to be in the background and in any little way that I can. My family and I, we are in full support, and I will pray all the time, and I know every Biafran is praying for this cause, and God will definitely do Biafra. There's something but very, very soon I'll have a little time because I want to you know, make our time one day, because there's something that is in my heart I want to share from the perspective of my field about the psychological aspect of what we are dealing with as Biafrans, because what is happening to us, there's so many aspects to it. It's divine, there's a psychological aspect of it, there is an ecological aspect of it. When I say ecological, I mean environmental forces that is affecting us as well. So there's so many things going on that I will definitely, whenever I get that time, I will communicate with our COC and maybe arrange on how to maybe have a couple hours in the broadcast one day and just air my view, because this has always been in my mind and my spirit is something that is bothering me a lot, which I will definitely want to share.
Thank you very much. That would be great, and we appreciate all you have been doing for Biafra. May God continue to bless you and family, and indeed the family of the wider indigenous people of Biafra where you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Ndewo.
Ndewo. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. Once again, if you want to make any contributions, please call +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, or +447 405 964146. +447 405 964146, or call our Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 1. We want to remind all indigenous people of Biafra to remain focused. We want to remind them of the need to remain focused and to commit themselves unadulteratedly towards the complete restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra, because the journey has just begun. As all others are bitching around on the internet, the director of Radio Biafra and the indigenous and leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is on the ground making all the necessary things that needs to be done to happen. And we all have to remember him in prayers and of course support every genuine effort he's making. I can tell you without mincing words, and I can challenge anybody in our contemporary time with reference to Biafra restoration, that no one, including myself, has done what Nnamdi Kanu has done. And if anybody can, let that person come out. And so anybody challenging Nnamdi Kanu is driven by envy and jealousy. There is nothing that person has as a reason. This is a man that has put his life and family on the ground, on the line. And a lot of people are coming out to talk nonsense. But one thing is clear, what goes up must come down. And everybody who has been under oath of allegiance to Biafra, and indeed who knows the truth and is trying to derail the quest for the restoration of Biafra, will pay dearly for it. The second phase of this struggle is in earnest. There has been a lot of challenges, but we must remain focused because we have enormous responsibilities on our shoulders and we cannot afford to fail. We must deliver. And because this project has been ordained by God Almighty Himself, no man, no woman born of flesh can stop it. And so on this platform, we continue to do justice to our commitment to the quest to the Biafra restoration, that the truth must be preached. That truth is Biafra, and Biafra is freedom. And this freedom is for the emancipation of the Biafran people and indeed all others who desire freedom around the world. And we enjoin you to commit yourself unadulteratedly towards making sure that this cause is seen to its logical conclusion. There we gather, but there we all fail. As you can see, they have gathered in the past. They are still gathering, but they are failing. And so shall it be until Biafra is restored. Once again, this is your platform, and this is the PM edition for the 24th of November 2014. We are reaching you from London. I have been on this program with the coordinator of coordinators, Dr. Clifford Ivan from the United States of America, and Prince Darlington from Senegal. And of course, with you all eminent Biafrans from around the world. Very soon we'll be descending to ending this program. But before then, I will want to go back to Dr. Irania to give us his perspective on the issue so far. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Sure, I can. Am I coming out clear, Uche?
Yes, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. So, first of all, before I proceed, let me appreciate the last caller, Mrs. Amaka Wanebo. She was one of the people I appreciated yesterday. Uche, this our sister is doing a very marvelous job. Like I said yesterday, she is a single mother. She's a widow and has kids, teenagers. But she is always the first person to contribute her monthly due in the entire United States. It's on record, you see. And do you know, Uche, that her kids, the money she gives them for lunch, they save it and use it to contribute to the running of Radio Biafra and also the Big Defense Fund.
It's amazing. That is marvelous.
Yes, it's amazing. So and I will.
A monumental sacrifice indeed.
Yes. I will never ever stop to appreciate her any day, anytime. Thank you, Sister Maka, and Chukwabi, I'm going to continue to bless you and your family. So, Uche, going back to what we were saying about in this issue of, you know, brown envelope journalism, I think it's good for our people to begin to sit down and think, you know. I mean, how can you come out and say that Biafra is now a member of AU? How does that, I mean, you are now, somebody was born today, and immediately the person was born, you already saying the person is a grandfather, or is a married man, or is a father of children. I don't know how that works. Biafra is not yet an independent nation. Now, Biafra is not an independent nation yet. You first of all be an independent nation recognized by the United Nations before you go and become a member of the African Union. You don't just overnight become a member of African Union when you are not an independent nation. You see, the problem I see there, Uche, is that our people, there are two things, you know, there are two things I find out in our people. Number one is our impatience. Number two is that our predisposition to accept gossip and lie as truth. These are the two things that are working against even our progress now in indigenous people of Biafra. Our people are impatient. You remember, which 2 days ago, somebody was calling and asking us to start action before he would bring out money from Norway, you know. And we need time to plan things, to put this in order, so that when we start, we don't stop. But our people are impatient. And these are the same people, when things start going awry, they will be the same people that say, you didn't even plan nothing, like they kept, you know, hammering Ojukwu that he didn't plan, he didn't do anything, he just jumped into war. So our people are impatient. They want this Biafra today, today, tomorrow, tomorrow, but they don't want to sit down and plan and do the necessary things that they need to do to get Biafra restored. Rather, if you bring lies and shortcuts and innuendos and fake stories, they will believe you. And that brings me to the second point of our people having that predisposition towards lies and gossip. I said it here the other day about the guy in Mexico. He knows himself. He's listening. He doesn't miss any radio broadcast. He's listening right now in Mexico. And the Mexico coordinator had been going to this guy for months, asking him to help financially. But the day these, you know, outcasts released their audio through to 1 to 1 million, you know, plus the restauranta audio, the Malaysia restauranta audio, the day they released their nonsense on Facebook, this guy lashed on it. He didn't, when the Mexico coordinator called him, he didn't even let him continue. He started talking about what he had on Facebook. You see, that's the predisposition towards gossip and lie. And look at it again today. A newspaper published something used under the guide of brown envelope journalism that Biafra is now a member of AU. And everybody bought into it. You know, and they're circulating the whole thing. How can Biafra be a member of AU without being an independent nation, for Christ's sake? And the thing is this, they saw the headline, they didn't even bother to read go and read the article itself. It kind of amazes me. People who can read and write. People who can read and write.
And they have been inboxing everybody, or every one of us, asking whether this is true or not, for us to confirm it. Of course, Doctor, the essence of this segment of this broadcast is to let all these people asking these unnecessary questions to get the right information and stop inboxing everybody, because what they are sending across the entire internet space is not true. and the organization responsible should advise themselves accordingly. I cannot believe that before these journalists that appeared, you know, published this thing, that they did not see it. If somebody is publishing something for you, you must cross-check what they are publishing. But this is a monumental lie that goes into the heart of the Biafra Restoration Project, and it ridicules the whole project itself. It ridicules the Biafran cause that we are all fighting for. It is unacceptable. It is irresponsible, and must be put where it belongs. It is a total lie, and people should not be deceived. Doctor?
Yes, Uche, I'm with you. Yes, I agree with you. And that was why, before I started with you on this program, I went to the Radio Biafra London Facebook and pasted as well as pinned. I pinned that write-up there. It's not just only my write-up. I don't want anybody hearing my voice to believe what I'm saying. Don't believe anything I wrote there. But please do me a favor. I have a couple of links. There are a couple of links that I put there. Click on each of those links and read. When you go to the one of that's talked about, AU in a nutshell. I think there's one of them say AU in a nutshell. When you go there, click it. It has different links, sublinks on that page. Read everything. Read everything. Take time and read everything so that, you know, like we say in my local proverb, let us know who is telling the truth and who is telling a lie. It's very, very important. Like I always say, don't just believe what I said. Don't even agree with what I wrote there. Go to the links, because the links are not mine. They're not my writing. The links are there, written by others, by the AU and the affiliated bodies. Go there and click on that link and read it for yourself, especially the one that has to do with EcoStop. If you go to that write-up, that thing I sent, the very first link there, it says about au.int/en/organ/EcoStop. Click on that first link. When you click on it, read everything down, and also read with understanding. You will see where it stated that EcoStop is an advisory organ of the African Union. It's made up of groups of professionals and organizations, not nations, organizations and professional bodies. That's what it says. So, Biafra Human Rights Initiative is an organization, is a human rights organization registered in Nigeria for now. And so, the rightful place for it to be is in ECOSOC. So they did the right thing, and by going there, they were accepted because they are a Nigerian organization. And being a Nigerian organization, they were accepted because Nigeria is a member of AU. Because the ECOSOC talks about organizations that are from member states. Nigeria is a member state. Biafra Human Rights Initiative is an organization from Nigeria. Even their constitution says that for you to be a member, you have to be a Nigerian of 18 years. So they are a Nigerian organization. So they registered with ECOSOC, which is an advisory body. They didn't register as a nation. A nation has nothing to do with ECOSOC. A nation is there as AU member on top. ECOSOC is just a department, and most importantly, they are there as an advisory body. They are just there to advise. There is not is meant for organizations and professional bodies. It's not meant for nations. And there is no antecedent, there is no history in the life of AU, UN, where an organization metamorphoses or mutate or graduate from being an organization to being a nation.
There exactly. is nowhere in the history.
Exactly, Doctor. And Biafra is not an organization, and it is not Bile Human Rights Initiative, neither is it Radio Biafra. And likewise, the other way around, Bile Human Rights Initiative is not Biafra and cannot translate itself to being a Biafra nation. People must understand it. Biafra is not yet independent, and Bile Human Rights Initiative is an organization. And we must make this distinction because of the rights of our people to know. It is based on the principle that our people have the right to get the right information on this issue, and the world should not be deceived at large at the same time. Doctor, let me take this call, and then we will be rounding off, and because we have done justice to this topic, and we hope that no other person will begin to send us information as to whether Biafra is now a member state of the African Union. This does not arise, it does not exist, and we will not support that supposition from any quarter. It is very important. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. Good evening, dear friends. I am Josiah Onira Bushuku Obrilano. I'm from Imuda Ihite, Asia Inihia local government, Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. There is noise on the background. Can you please probably close the website on which you are listening?
Okay, is it okay now? I believe it's there right now. So, what I want to say is that what is happening now, I like it as it is happening. Director, wherever you are, I believe you are hearing me. This thing is just to strengthen you people more, to know the direction you are going. Because if this thing happened in the middle or fight, maybe we'll be distracted. But I'm calling our Biafran, we Igbos. I always say it, that is money and power, hungry for money and power. What is wrong with Igbos? Hungry for money and power. That mentality of money and power is disturbing us a lot.
My brother, there is serious noise in the background where you are. Can you try to round up for us, please?
All right, is it okay? Hello?
It is Hello? Not okay because we can hear dogs barking on the background. Just try and round up for us, please.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so, what is our Onya Muama Diamu? Ka anyị ghara ebe ka ihe ka anyị ghara ebe ka ihe jiri kọọ anyị ọnụ. Instead of us to be discussing about our enemies and go for one thing, then we are discussing of our brother who distract us. I don't know, whatever he is called, come back. The road you are going different way. You have to come back. Ihe na ma bụrụ ihe kwesịrị ime ni. Ndị ọzọ na-amụ anyị amụ.
Nobody is laughing. We are clarifying an issue, a publication which people should understand they have the right to know. So we are clarifying an issue, and this is very important. And it's
very important. It is good. I love it. But I'm asking those that make that new step. What is in their mind? What is in their mind? What is in their end? And to distract what is doing them for their own children to remain a slave forever. It is too bad and shameful. It's too bad and shameful because our enemies are laughing at us. Even sometimes when you tell Biafra, they listen to Radio Biafra, they tell you, because half of you are Biafra, you will feel as if people, I just don't know. Let us go home. That's why I told the director that he should continue in order to change the mentality of our people. Money. Instead of honor. Since Boko Haram have been killing my money, there is no single murderers, both in the government that come out to against them. None that have come out openly or otherwise against Boko Haram. Instead, they are supporting them, be behind them, supporting the one or the other. This one we have not started. So some people want to lead. They want to need money. It's not the way. They should think back how we are suffering. Even if you remain in Nigeria, his children will not be get any post. We need a slave. Why not relax, join for future? We have to stop fighting this for future generation, for coming generation, and for us and coming generation. How much the selfless service we don't know it. We don't look at it. We are saying Mandela, Julius Nyerere, and so on and so forth. Their name, Mandela name, will never be forgotten. Even generation to come, we still be hearing about Mandela and also Julius Nyerere. These are the people that do selfless service. We don't know it. Money. Even he cannot get one quarter of what Hausa people bank abroad. So what is wrong with our people? So let us come back home. Let us think and change the mind and make a change. When is not to let us have honor, do something for honor, and the rest of them are selfless, bring their life, bring their time, selfless service. Tomorrow, in future, if Biafra is realized, there is no way their name will be forgotten.
Yes, my brother, there are callers waiting, please. And your point is in order, and so try and round up, please.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you too. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes, my brother, there are callers.
I want to use this opportunity to remind the Directorate of State members that there will be a meeting after this broadcast. There will be a meeting of the Directorate after this broadcast, and that is this quick announcement to all members of the directorate. There will be a meeting after this broadcast. Thank you very much. We will be proceeding very soon to ending this program when we come back. Yes, we will go back to Prince Darlington, and after that we will go back to Dr. Iranya. Darlington, can you sum up your opinions and views for us, and then proceed to ending this program, please?
Yes, Uche, can you hear me clear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Great listeners, I want to begin to say a proverb which everyone that is listening now understand. This proverb says that in the land of the blind man, a man with one eye is always a king. But I thank God that in the land of Biafra, a lot of people, none of us is blind. It is only those who choose to be blind. I thank God for Radio Biafra London, that is the only radio station where you can tune in and listen to undiluted truth. Facts. The only station where somebody from Biafra land will come on air and chastise anyone that is doing anything against the good people of Biafra. The only station where somebody is that is a Biafran will come up and say things that you need to hear, things that you need to know. Even the Bileh Human Rights Initiatives of a thing, as I'm speaking to you right now, all of them tune in and listening to Radio Biafra. After listening to Radio Biafra, they will now go and find another lie which they will sell to the cheap and myopic Biafrans that cares to listen to them. Lawyers are meant to save people when they have cases and give justice to those who doesn't have mouth, who doesn't have contact, the oppressors. But Emeka Emekesiri, I think you are a liar. You are not a lawyer. Because you are the leader of this group and you are the person that have posted this on internet. I will not hesitate to call you a liar, because you are a liar. You are not a lawyer. If you are a liar, you should have not bring this kind of bullshit to be telling the people of the world, not only the Biafrans, that now Biafra is among AU. Are you not ashamed of yourself? You should have let them know that we, the Biafras, are trying to have our independence. For us to be independent sovereign nation, we are supposed to be recognized first in the United Nations. I wonder how a child that is born today that have not even started sitting will begin to run. Is AU first before United Nations? No. United Nations must recognize us and give us our own. And recognize us as one of their body to make us independent nation before we talk about AU. So you are a liar, a big liar. To those that are listening, I want you people to make research. I repeat what I said before, make research. The internet is there for you to research. Make research about all these facts that our brother Chukwu Emeka Iranya have posted on our Facebook main page. Go there, click each and every link you see there and read by yourself. When you lie in English, it is very, very easy, very, very simple.
and people will buy it. But when you start telling the truth, they will not listen to you. Which is before, I thank you so much for the great work you are doing for us. Now people will understand that even if our director is not on air, we still have our second in command in the name of Uchemefo, because you are taking us to the right path. Radio Biafra is the only platform, only radio station where you tune in and you will hear truth, nothing but truth. We are not telling you lies for you to believe in us. If you want to support this movement, you support us. If you don't want to support us, you can sit down under your wife wrapper or under your bed and keep listening. We don't care. Those who God have touched to help us and support us in what we are doing should come up and help us. But we cannot sell the name of Biafra in lies in order to make people, in order to get popularity. That is one point. As our director always said, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Let the gossipers keep gossiping. Let those that are myopic keep listening to seducers, the fake news carriers. Whatever they say, you hit to it because you just hear that Biafra is it. No, we are not going to go their way because we are different from them. What I want to say this evening is thank you so much for all the listeners all over the world. Uchemefo, as you are the pilot of this movement, please keep on piloting us to the right direction. And may God bless our listeners. Thank you. I stand by.
Thank you very much, Prince Dalentin. Thank you very much. And I will be taking that as closing remarks. Am I right? Yes, he's not hearing. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. We are having more calls, and we oblige them. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, dear fans. Good evening, Uche. My name's Sek. This is Maz Uche Naji, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I am the humble servant of our people, the indigenous people of Biafra in Atlanta, Tampa area.
Thank you very much.
I am so happy to have gotten you guys today. Thank you so much, Director. I wish you well. You are an miracle. You are a good man. You are tested. I saw you. I can witness it. When you came here, I match or two times I've come up, I've met you. I can attest to your kindness and your goodness. I will even bet my life and my family for you. I'm serious about it. First of all, before I proceed, I know time is running. I need to make an announcement for our upcoming journal meeting next Saturday, 11th, that is November 30th. The meeting starts at 8 p.m. our time, that's Eastern time. Also, going back to the joke of the day, when I just got the email, in fact, a friend called me and said they read it on the internet. When he told me that, I started laughing. I said that would be the biggest joke of the century. It cannot happen. It cannot be like a flash in the pan. There's a due process of the law and the due process of acquiring a membership in United Nations, in AU, even in a ordinary meeting or association. You have to, for you to be a member, you have to, as a due process, that there are rudiments for you to, go through before you become a member of that. So that's, I think this is today. I'm glad that you and our CAC, Maziranya, has dissected it. Our brother calling from that spoke last before me has also weighed in on the falsity of this in Ebnoni. So my dear brothers and sisters, fellow dear friends and listeners all over the world, please, this should belong to a garbage can. Don't even, these are deceivers, these are a bunch of deceivers, these are conspirators. They don't wish us well. And going back to what our brother from Senegal spoke late today, I am of the same party that says that reject director or oppose director from regarding Rita Niborg. this is a woman that I fundamentally loved. Because, you know, in fact, she, one way or the other, enlivened my life daily on this, in this struggle. But unfortunately, I couldn't believe that. I still have that doubt. But again, from that moment, if you are a mother, if you are anybody, a man, that's a claim that you love your people and your hand, you know, you have a hand in orchestrating this, conspiracy to eliminate our director. God Almighty will tell you with thunder and brimstone, your family generation after generation. I will never forgive. I will never forget. These people don't wish us well. From all their plans, it wasn't like a flash in the pan. They generally planned this, sat down, had meetings, series after meetings to do this. I mean, they not live to see Biafra, generation after generation. And going back to our brother that I might really recognize yesterday on the air, and our sister, Amakanwa Nebo, that just called about an hour ago. I appreciate them. I told Maju Iranya, if he's lucky to reach you guys before me, I need these people to be recognized. And he did it. I thank you. I thank my national coordinator, Ugochukwu, our continental rep, Wanonenji Obidi, and all our brothers in New York, the coordinators in New York, those in DMV area, that is DV, Delaware, West Virginia, and I think DMV, that's what they call the answer. Anyway, so on that note, Uche, please, I thank you all. I thank our brothers. I thank our able volunteer forces, wherever you are. Dear friends, keep your head above water. We are going to, whoever that maintained that patience and resilience, at the end we wear the crown. So on that note, good night, dear friends, and good night, all lovers of freedom. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you, and we appreciate all you have been doing for your country. May God bless you and family, and indeed the members of IPOB where you are. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. I will go back to Darlington for him to actually give us his closing remarks. He did not, and he will have to do it now. This is the PM edition, and we'll be closing very shortly. We will be closing very, very shortly. Darlington, are you hearing me? Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, which I can hear you.
Yes, you can proceed and give us your closing remarks, please.
Okay. Thank you, wonderful people. Thank you, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Thank you, great listeners. May Chukwuebere might bless each and every one of us. I want to use this opportunity as my closing remark to tell the indigenous people of Biafra residing here in Senegal to please come and join us. I am calling on each and every one of you that is listening right now. Freedom is not free. We are asking for our freedom. It is our right to be free from that contraption called Nigeria. Stop being afraid. We are recognized here in Senegal. The government of Senegal recognized the presence of indigenous people of Biafra here. What we are doing is legal. This is what America did, and they got their independence. A lot of countries did it, and they got their independence. Come and join us. We are having our meeting every Friday by 5 p.m. at Young Berlin Hotel, Paseo. Please, I want you people to come out and join. And to the volunteer force members, I say thank you for those. Thank you to those that have already identified themselves by taking the oath of allegiance to serve their nation. And those who are still ready to join us, you are highly welcome. Thank you very much, and God bless Biafra. Good night, Uche.
Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you for the wonderful contribution you have made on this program this evening. And we will now go to Dr. Iranya for him to also give us his closing remarks, and after that we'll proceed to ending this program. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, Richard, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. About 2 weeks ago, a principal officer of Believe Human Rights Initiative came out and started writing and inboxing people, asking them to donate money so that they will go to the ICC, which is the International Criminal Court, and file a case of genocide against Obasanjo, Gowon, and others for the atrocities committed between 1967 and 1970. But we all know that by the laws or the statute establishing the ICC, you cannot bring a case of a crime that was committed before the ICC was established, which was either 2000 or 2001. That, as we all know, is deceit. That is lie. That is, you know, 419, as it's popularly called in Nigeria. Now, today, we all woke up with the news that Biafra is now a member of AU, still coming from Believe Human Rights Initiative. We have a saying in Igbo language. I will translate it in English. It says that a certain animal asked the kids, how many times will something happen to you before you learn your lesson? And the wise one said, even before it happens, the first time I will learn, the worst is the first one I will learn my lesson. I won't even wait for it to come the second time. My question to you, dear Francis, is this. We have been lied to 2 weeks ago. We have been lied to today. We continue to sin so that grace will abound, so the scripture says. We continue in this season of life. I think it is time for us to begin to gravitate, to begin to move to where the truth is spoken at all times. And that place is Radio Biafra and the wider indigenous people of Biafra family worldwide. There is no way Biafra can be a member of AU right now as we speak. That is a lie from pit of hell. You cannot be a member of AU first before becoming an independent nation. That is not true. Dear Biafrans, fellow Biafrans, Believe Human Rights Initiative is a non-governmental organization registered for now in Nigeria. And they went to ECOSOC, which is a department, an advisory body to AU. They went to that body as a Nigerian organization. And that was why they were admitted, because you have to belong to a member state. You have to come from a member state, and Nigeria is a member state of AU. Believe Human Rights Organization is an organization, is a group, is a human rights group, is a civil society organization. It is not a nation. ECOSOC looks after organizations, civil society organizations. It does not look after a nation. It's just like saying it is the tail that is wagging the dog, instead of saying that it's the dog that is wagging the tail. The tail does not wag the dog. It is the dog that wags the tail. Believe Human Rights Organization, Believe Human Rights Initiative is an organization. It is not Biafra. The same thing with Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is not Biafra, it's just an organization. And there is no way we can come and claim that we are Biafra. Rather, the indigenous people of Biafra, they are the Biafra. So, it is a lie. And I would like to leave you with this. Abambo Otonogwe, Otonogwe. Agba abụọ ọtụ ọnogwe, agba atọ ọtụ ọnogwe, ọ bụ ogwe ka akụrụ atụ. To we continue to listen and accept lies from Believe Human Rights Initiative, which for now is a Nigerian NGO. Think about this, Biafra. May God bless Biafra. May God bless Biafrans. May God bless and protect Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the sovereign state of Biafra, and the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. May God bless Mazi Uchemefo. May God bless Prince Darlington. May God bless Barrister Imam Mezu. May God bless every Biafran on the surface of this earth, especially those who are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty. Mazuche, thank you and God bless you. I'm signing off from Houston.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are proceeding to end this program. We have done justice to this program this evening. This has been the PM edition for the 24th of November 2014. We have Richie from London. Earlier, I was joined by Prince Darlington from Senegal and Dr. Clifford Iraya from the United States of America. And indeed, a cross-section of eminent beer fans from around the world. And I owe a huge debt of gratitude to you, and your contributions were appreciated. And before we go, before we call it a day on this program, we must not forget to remind everybody that the quest for the restoration of Biafra is in earnest. And as we speak, and contrary to what people are saying, detractors of this project, the leader and commander of the armed forces of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is in Biafra land doing all that he could to make sure that this project see the light of the day. And we owe him every support that we can muster. We must do our part and then leave the rest to God. This platform remains a hallowed platform upon which this truth, that is Biafra, is laid bare. And whether anybody likes it or not, Biafra must be restored. I thank you once again. We are about closing, and your sincerely, Uchemefo, is saying, once again, good evening and good night from London. Tomorrow is another day. May God Almighty continue to bless, to nurture, to sustain, to revive us, and to restore us. And may He also help us that Biafra may be restored. Thank you very much once more. The Directorate of State meeting is coming up after this program. Thank you once more, and God bless.
Thank you. one Nigeria. One Nigeria can lay the port in Lagos. One Nigeria can book on Halamuni way in Ubudundausa. One Nigeria can a formula in delegate in Europe.